We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Another very, very important hour of radio here at WIP this morning.
Yes.
A couple of things have happened now in the last little while. Marcus Hayes is calling for the immediate departure of Ben Simmons. And a top national broadcaster is threatening physical violence on Ben Simmons. And I'll let you hear that in a few minutes. But on the line with us right now is a trickster. Now, this guy made his living asking tricky questions and trying to trap top players into making comments they don't want to make. From PhillyVoice.com and one of our great basketball experts, Kyle Newbeck. Hi, Kyle.
Good morning, Angelo. I'll try not to ask you any tricky questions, I guess.
Kyle, I want to know what you were trying to get Joel Embiid to say during that interview.
All I wanted him to say was his thoughts on the team and whether they can bring him back next year. And that, it was as simple as that. I said, Joel, what do you think you guys need next year, essentially? And, you know, he didn't appear to want to answer that. And I actually give him a little credit for not just going and throwing everybody under the bus after that game.
I may as well ask you the question. You can't dodge your own question. Can they bring Ben Simmons back next year, Kyle?
I don't think they can, Angelo. I think, you know, and this is as much for him as it is for the team. I think that's the breaking point for Ben Simmons in Philadelphia last night. I don't know how you can sell the fan base, the city, anybody in the media on the idea that he's going to come back here next year. We'll see some highlight reel of him practicing in a high school gym during the summer and believe that this guy is going to be a different player next year. Like anything he does is going to be hyper scrutinized to a level beyond what it has been to this point. The fans spent the second half of this series basically begging this guy to shoot the ball and look at the rim. Like in game 7 last night, Angelo, where everybody knows the stakes, the fans are still treating him with kid gloves in the arena last night and like cheering for this guy just for having the ball in his hand. Not because he's doing anything, but because he has the chance to potentially score. And so I don't like after that laying an egg and, you know, not shooting a dunk or not trying to dunk the ball when he's wide open under the rim and Trae Young is staring him down. Like the memories of this series are not going to go away. And I think it's just going to be best for all parties involved if they can get a clean break and start over fresh.
All right, Kyle, you are very, very talented at breaking a game down. You really understand the inner workings of the NBA. How does having a point guard who refuses to play any offense and would not shoot the ball, how does that compromise the way you run an offense?
Well, so here's what I would say, Angelo. Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris, just to name two names, should not be let off the hook for their failures last night, right? Like, Joel Embiid turned the ball over far too much. Tobias Harris couldn't hit water from the middle of a boat. Both were not good enough. But a big reason that those guys are being asked to do what they do is because their point guard, the guy who is supposed to create and run the offense, is actively opting out of participating in the offense in these games. And so to me, that is like problem number one. The guy who is supposed to be your organizer, get you into your set, set the pace of the team, and so on and so forth. It's not even that he's not doing a good job. It's that he's actively avoiding the responsibility of being a point guard for this team. And I don't know how, you know, people always talk about, well, will Joel and Ben fit together? Is this a partnership that's going to work? No partnership is going to work for Ben if his job ends up being in a closeout game to just stand somewhere and get out of the way. Like, there's just, you can't be like that in playoff basketball.
Very well said, Kyle. You did a brilliant job of recapping last night's game. It's currently on phillyvoice.com. You also take Joel to task, not because he was bad. He had 31 points. But you made the point that Durant, Giannis, in the big, big games, go to another level, and he didn't reach that level. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, look, Angelo, we talk about Joel Embiid now as an MVP caliber player. He finished second in the voting. I think he absolutely deserved to be there for the season that he's had. But when push comes to shove and you're in an elimination game on your home floor and you've fought all year for home court advantage, the team simply needs more from you. And nobody wants to hear an excuse for, well, Ben didn't do this, or, well, the head coach didn't do that. They want you to get the job done. And Joel Embiid turning the ball over, I believe it was, what, 8 times last night, Angelo?
Yes, 8.
And some of those turnovers were just inexplicable mental errors or him making mistakes that he was making as a rookie center getting doubled in the post. Like, it can't happen. It wasn't good enough. Giannis Antetokounmpo has been roasted by people for his performances in the playoffs for years. That guy went out and got 40-13-5 on the road against the team everybody thought was going to win the title this year. Kevin Durant, even though they lost, ends up scoring 40-plus. He plays 53 minutes in the final game of his team season. You have to unload every bullet in the chamber when you're a star playing in a game 7, and I don't think Joel Embiid did that.
All right, but here's where it gets psychological, Kyle, all right? Because you saw what I saw at 3:30 when Ben wouldn't take the dunk shot. And Joel's out at the top of the key, and Joel is steaming. You could see how angry he is. He speaks to Ben as Ben's going down the court, right? Could it be that at that point he was getting frustrated that it was 4 against 5?
I absolutely think that that's happening, Angelo. And, you know, this has bubbled up to the surface at times over the years. He has mentioned when people slam him for he takes too many jumpers and so on and so forth. Embiid, not so subtly, says, well, I kind of have to space the floor so that Ben can have his touches and his space around the paint and around the rim. Like, that's something that he understands he has to do. But, again, I have to reiterate, that's not an excuse for Joel Embiid not getting it done last night. Like, the two ideas can exist.
I think
Ben Simmons was absolutely awful. That's one of the worst series that an all-star player has probably ever had in the playoffs. I don't know where it would rank, but it's up there. And Joel Embiid still has to be better. Like, both those things can be true.
Let's now talk about the coach, Doc Rivers. Were you impressed, Kyle?
Angelo, I think he thought it was a mid-February game in the regular season. Like, I genuinely could not believe some of the lineups he put out on the floor last night. You compare and contrast that game with the Brooklyn-Milwaukee game on Saturday night. Basically, you know, there were 8 guys that played for each team on Saturday, but it was more like 7. Like, Brooklyn had a guy play 1 second of the game just to defend an inbounds pass toward the end of the game. Doc Rivers was playing 4 bench guys at a time in the second half of a game 7 on his home floor. Seth Curry, who was probably their second best player, not probably, was their second best player in that series, only played 31 minutes last night. And, you know, you can say, well, he was in foul trouble for part of that game and blah, blah, blah. But, like, if he fouls out, at least he was on the floor to try to impact the game. Guys that can't impact the game if they're sitting on the bench next to the head coach. It's not like he was, you know, defending much anybody when he was on the floor anyway. Like, I don't know how you can go into that game playing so many guys. Like, they go deep into their rotation. They don't shorten anything. They don't change anything. They play Ben Simmons and Dwight Howard next to each other in lineups that haven't worked for the entire season. Like, I don't know what else you expect when the coach runs out lineups like that. I guess that was the predict. If you would have told me all that was going to happen before the game, I would have told you they were losing for sure. And they ended up that ended up being the case.
All right. Finally, Kyle, after the game, Doc Rivers made an assessment of the season. I want you to hear this and tell me if you agree or disagree with it. Let's listen.
This team last year got swept in the first round. We had a chance to go to the to the Eastern Finals. I'm not going to make this into a negative year.
Negative year, Kyle?
Doc Rivers said before this series that being in the second round was not good enough. Like, they had their eyes on more. So judging by his own standards, this year was a failure. He said it himself that this is a team with bigger aspirations than this, bigger goals than this. And they told us that all year. They told us the one seed was not enough, that was not an accomplishment in and of itself. So, you know, Doc, I'm just using your words and what you've told me up to this point. It's the same thing with Ben Simmons. Like, Doc told me this guy is a treasure, that we don't know what we're talking about, thinking that we should criticize him or that the Sixers should pull him in certain moments. Like, absolutely this year was a failure because they've gotten no further than this pairing of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid has gone already in the past.
All right, but Kyle, isn't it possible that they made those comments as a result of tricky questions you made?
Listen, Angelo, I try to keep things pretty straightforward. So if they have to tailor their answers that much based on my questions, I think they have bigger problems than what I'm asking.
Kyle Newbeck, you are a treasure. And we love talking to you, my friend. Thank you for a great season. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you, Angelo.
That guy is so good at what he does.
Kyle, way too gentlemanly. He's way too gentlemanly when describing how bad Doc Rivers was.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.